What's going on, y'all? This is Black Goddess.
Good morning. You got Sweet Life in here.
Scoobino the Don coming at you live out of EI.
And we got a couple things to talk about today. So a lot of stuff happened over the past week and weekend. We got Lil Wayne's Carter 5 that dropped.
Woo! Carter 5.
When did that drop? What was that, Friday?
It was a day after his birthday, wasn't it? Or
whatever, the day of his 28th
birthday. 26th. No, his birthday was the 27th.
On the 28th.
So he dropped it on Jeezy birthday, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What y'all think about it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I really didn't like it. I ain't listened to the whole thing, so if I ain't listened to the whole thing, then I really must didn't like it.
I wouldn't deem it his first or second best, though. Like,
I would say it's like
honestly.
His,
I feel like Sir for the Way 2 was better than the Carter 5.
That's like his, probably like his 7th best.
Really? 7th best? I mean, I just don't think it was.
I ain't got a chance to listen.
Oh, you ain't listen to it, but I ain't listen to the whole thing. I heard a couple of like.
We not gonna ruin
like
it for you though. You go ahead and take a listen though.
Yeah, like everybody said they like Mona Lisa. I don't like
Mona Lisa was so hard. He snapped. Wayne, you snapped. I'm gonna give you a credit for that. You snapped.
I mean, but it's like the what the world going through and like all the things that's going on and it's in the United States and society is like. It's no content to the music that these rappers that's already
moguls
and got
a name. I mean, think about all the other rappers that are worse than him. They doing the same thing and they still get play.
And it ain't about the play. It's about
you can't blame Wayne.
It's about tugging with people's emotions and like
well, who's
giving
doing
people
that today?
A
besides Drake.
Hope it. Drake ain't even doing it for real. Drake trying to be a gangster now.
Well, that's fine. He's gonna be a rich gangster. He's gonna be a rich gangster.
But I really didn't like it. I ain't gonna say it was garbage, but I really didn't like it. I heard a couple of songs. I heard the one with Nicki Minaj, that song Trash, Dark Side of the Moon. Trash, they should never put that out.
You cannot be saying trash on the radio about people's music, man.
Trash. I'm sure some people feel that way about my music when they hear things, you know, if it's hate or if it's just not your type of music, but that's just how I feel. Like, you got people, you probably got millions of people that love his whole CD, but like me, when I heard a handful of songs that I don't like, I ain't finna listen to the CD.
So are you talking about substance?
Yeah, you gotta have substance. Like, he rapping the same about the same things like the Carter 3. Oh,
that he did in 05.
You know, you supposed to, after 6 years of waiting, we waited for the same thing you already gave us. Why don't you give us something new? The world is in a new form now. 6 years ago, it was different. It was the same, but it was different. Now it's more intensified of prejudice and you know, people getting discriminated for nothing. Like it's a wide range that now like. Global, you know, so it's like
talk
about something that we want to hear.
I think two of the features on that album, he could have just left them at home, like Ashanti, the song with Ashanti. I did not like that song at all.
I ain't heard it.
And a lot of people have been saying on like Facebook and all that Nicki Minaj shouldn't have been singing on Dark Side of the Moon.
At all.
It was like she just messed it up. I mean, I didn't too much like that song either, but you know.
But I'm not going to, we're not going to spoil it for everybody that didn't get a chance to listen to it, so still go out and buy that, stream that, do what you got to do. We ain't knocking it. And we're going to talk a little bit about, let's talk about, since we still in music, let's talk about the top five, man. Who on top of the game right now.
We're going to give y'all the countdown from five. We got Eminem, Killshot. Number four, Drake, In My Feelings. Number three, Post Malone, Better. Number two, Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. Ooh. And number one, Maroon 5, Girls Like You,
Girls
featuring
like
Cardi
you.
B.
Yeah, I think that's a
good top five.
Yeah. I don't think like Drake, In My Feelings, and Eminem, Killshot should be in the top five. But the top three is.
I do like. I feel like MGK was like. Yeah.
I think Drake's always gonna stay in the top five or something. Maroon 5,
dope.
I'm not that big of a fan, but
and you know what?
Popular wise, contemporary music, whatever. I think they're always gonna stay in the top.
The
five.
The thing about Maroon 5 is like they've been a band for so long,
what,
and they've
the
been dropping hits for so long. For so like long, right? Adam Levine never fails. Right. Literally, he never fails.
And he ain't looking not a day old. He's still looking young.
Like, and behind the scenes,
he look good.
He's like the new Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He Post Malone.
Just take him off with the game.
You know what I'm saying?
He actually is.
And he, like all over the place. Not just, you know, with the younger crowd, but with the old, you know, he just generates.
In Juice World, I don't know, a lot of people don't even know Juice World. I know, man. He dope.
Mm-hmm.
That Lucid Dreams, it should be number one. It might hit it. Yeah.
Killshot was definitely, was good.
Uh-huh. So if you could have your top three, what would your top three be on the list?
That's my niece's number one.
The Lucid Dreams?
Yeah.
Out of this top five?
No, out of just music, period. What would your top three be?
That's hard because there's a lot of songs out.
Man. What do you listen to on a regular?
So are we talking about 2018? Are we talking about period?
I'm talking this 2018, the music we getting right now. Because I can tell you mine off the top. I will keep Maroon 5 and Lucid Dreams in the top two, and I would throw Medicine by Queen Naja in the top three, and that would be my top three. But I would go probably Lucid Dreams, Girls Like You, and then Medicine.
I mean, for me, man, the stuff that I like don't even usually make it to the top.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like Medicine, it's not even on the chart. But
or Moneybag, yo.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, these are songs that you could play anywhere. Like, you could play this song at a party, a homecoming, right. a prom.
True.
Not throwing no shade, but you can't play Medicine at a homecoming unless it's probably a slow dance, but that's not even slow.
You know how many women is listening to that on repeat?
Yeah, like, so they could text their son, text their boyfriend and be like,
My baby mom's 40, and she loves it.
Yeah, and I just told, like, even kids, like 13, 12, if they know what life is, they, you know. But let's talk a little bit about the Nike and Colin Kaepernick, because I really shout out Kaepernick, because that was what's up, what he did on behalf of sports, entertainment, and just being a black man, and just being a man in today's society, and just knowing what life is, even being rich and being a millionaire and just having
the
things that you wanted your foot. You even though they took it from you, you didn't care. You still found another way. And shout out.
He's definitely a pioneer. And,
most definitely.
I mean, yeah, his integrity.
I feel like
he stands behind what he believes in. And you can't take that away from him. And
you really can't. And then the fact that Nike came behind him with that, like. Nike.
Shout out Nike.
Y'all are like.
They take just
part
do
of
it
my
to
heart and soul.
Shout out Nike. Y'all went and brought my daughter like 12 pair of Nikes after they did that.
Just don't raise the prices on us, Nike. We still love you, Nike. Don't raise the prices on us, real quick.
And they out there burning Nike them Nike. They still
the
spend
only
their money
Nikes
on
that they were burning were the ones that nobody cares about.
Them old dope man
those,
Nikes.
Those orthopedic Nikes. Right. Like nobody cares about those.
Them all they burn them.
1974 Cortez.
I see y'all weren't burning them Jordans. They right. Talking, these ain't Nikes. Yes, they are.
Jordans too expensive to burn, G.
We still going out and buying them Jordans.
I wore a 6.5 and my Jordans are still a little bit expensive. Yeah. Shoot.
But you know Jordan the coon though, so they going to keep supporting him, so they don't matter.
Well, you know, it happens.
Shout out LeBron and all the stuff he been doing, even though we talking about Colin Kaepernick. But let's move on to the next subject. Let's talk about how, like, us as men, when we have our babies with us, like, we go try to change them in the bathroom. They don't even have diaper changing areas for us in the bathrooms, in the males' bathrooms. When you go to the malls and restaurants and stuff like that, like what we don't take care of our kids, or we just the stereotypical not in the home dad don't do nothing for. But what do you call them? The stepdad can't go past the bottom step.
Right.
Well, I don't go
to I mean, it was just brought to my attention today, but now that I trip off of it, there isn't a change of room in every establishment like there is you know, for men, like yeah. there is in the women's bathroom. I can say though, I can name just a few places off the top of my head, like I said, the City Museum.
Yeah, but you got, like I said, with the people that's there, you got men that's bringing their kids, you got women that's bringing their kids, you got families bringing their kids, so they're going to cater to them, but yeah. like other places, they don't
want to make
transgender bathrooms, though. So
are they going to put it in transgender bathrooms?
So how can you make transgender bathrooms, but not give us a changing pass for we have our babies or kids willing to change their diapers?
That's a touchy subject, man.
That's I don't think it's nothing we can do about that, though.
You can start a petition. You have a right to petition.
I don't got time to be out here walking around getting locked up for 24
petitioning
hours.
Petitioning for y'all to get baby changing stations in a men's restroom.
The women got to do it for us.
And there's probably a lot of men that don't even trip off that.
The women got to do it for us.
No, you as a man need to go out there and do it.
Mm-mm.
Because you feel a certain way. We don't go in the men's restroom, so it ain't like we know.
We getting locked up when we go. You know when we bring our son back out there and say we can't change him in here because there ain't
but
no...
But then there's usually there. Always the family bathroom.
You go to the mall, you got to go change it. It ain't nothing I can change. I want you to change on the sink.
And Daddy Daycare, when he had to go change Max, that was one of the men's restrooms.
Yeah, that's because that's a movie.
It's a movie, but I'm just saying.
Life ain't a movie, because if it was, then whew,
I'll be having a good time.
Me too. I
have
a good time.
Do they have them in the female bathrooms here?
Mm-hmm.
Just, they do?
Mm-hmm. I'll be living a happy death day.
They don't here in the minutes.
If life was a movie, I would be living a happy death day. I know I'm going to die, but I'm going to do whatever the hell I want until I die.
That's I'll just be a superhero. Superheroes, even when they die, they come back to life. So I'll be Black Panther or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's Superman actually, or something. That's actually crazy. I'm hoping like all y'all seen that movie. I think it came out like last year. Like she died like 20 times throughout the whole movie. But she always died a different way. So when she realized I'm gonna wake up the next day, let me just do something. Like she walked outside butt naked. One day, like literally just butt naked, like I'm gonna die anyway. I'm gonna wake up the next day. So, hey, if life was like that, I'd be stressed. I would not be butt naked every day. What's wrong with you?
Would that be a pretty sight?
No, you are weird.
What are we talking about next?
That's all we have for you guys.
That's all we got today. Okay.
We are signing out.
I just want to give a shout out to the Hustle City. It's still in the making. I'm trying to get it off the ground. It's going to be a local show for local entrepreneurs and hustlers all around St. Louis.
That's what's up.
And we might go worldwide.
Say we going worldwide.
We are worldwide.
We on our way. We finna take off out of this world. Forget worldwide. We finna take it
gonna
to
do business
the outer limits.
But you can't spell hustle without the STL.
You can't.
This is gateway to the best.
Yeah, shout out St. Louis.
Well, all we right, signing you know out for today. I'm Black Goddess.
Got your boy Sweet Life in here. We out of here.
Scoobino the Don, a.k.a. YDB, a.k.a. Jeff Moultrie. Coming at you live out of EI.
We out of here, and we'll be right back at you.
Culture Radio. Peace.